Wubba,
yo, total
wubba.
PlayStation, Ryan, say
yeah.
something.
Words and junk. I got words to say. I got words to you.
Everybody, total PlayStation like, is coming at you.
With a report.
The TPS report. Here's the theme song.
Boosh.
Even stutter in French. So, you wanted to talk about the hacked PlayStation 3 console this week, right?
I do. I also wanted to look into the... We should look at the video quickly, because there's video.
Okay, so the guy made three videos. First, he just made, like, a video of him playing a game that was not the game disc that he stuck in the PS3, and people are like, oh, he just has a second hidden PS3 in the background playing the game, and then it's like, okay, fine, we'll make another video, and then he made one where he, like, filmed himself putting the game in, and then going into the game menu, and he had three games there. One was the disc, and then there was two more, and then he made a third video where he films himself, like, he zooms out, and it's like him with the PlayStation and the TV in the shot. He sticks the disc into the PlayStation, he turns on the PlayStation, and you see everything load, and then it shows the disc that he just put in, and then he takes it out, or something, I don't know, he goes and plays a different game, and anyhow, people have been giving him a lot of crap about this, so I guess the only way to find out is to get a review copy for Total PlayStation, right?
I want nothing to do with this. I really don't.
How about a review copy for just me? Forever. And a PlayStation 3, for that matter. Because I'm an Xbox loser.
So I will give you a PS3
and a review copy of the hack chip
for the low price of $470.
That is more than a new PS3 Slim.
It's more than a new PS3 Slim, but I'm covering the cost of me buying a new one, tax, and getting this stupid chip for you. So
shipped.
Chip.
Oh, chip. The review chip.
Yeah, so that or we invade Hong Kong and decide to raid their factory and take it out.
Now answer me this. Why
okay, Batman.
Why would I give you the exact amount of money it would cost me to buy myself a brand new PS3 and the review chip? For your used PS3 and the review chip.
Because my old fat backwards compatible PS3 is a lovely beast that needs to be loved and cherished. And I feel
that sounds like a good job for you.
I feel that your current living situation would go well to have a bunch of old consoles from this generation just hanging out on the floor in a giant mess of wires.
All right, so we're going to get back to this topic, but I just want to say something. What is the deal with PCs being way the hell faster than consoles?
It's easier to produce a console at a certain price point to sell at the mass market, and they're also taking a loss?
But I don't think they're taking a loss anymore. They're basically selling the equivalent of like a 2.5-year-old PC for $300.
Okay, so one of the problems has been that the PS3 was sold at a loss
at the beginning
for a very long time. And since they were able to shrink it down and make it
more... Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I bet you the PS3 Slim was actually released because it's cheaper to manufacture. Like, they got their manufacturing tech worked out.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of different things that... And I believe it's been the case for every single PlayStation, the smaller version, like the PSX, the little baby one, and then the PS2 Slim and the PS3 Slim, is that they're at a point where the manufacturing, they've found a different way. They're able to put, you know, more chips on one sheet.
Embedded video processing.
Yeah, they're able to do a lot more, and the technology was older, so they're able to produce it for less.
Interesting. Okay, so back to the hacked PS3. So, I have a couple of ideas why this is not going to change shit in the marketplace. Number one, PS3 game... I mean, these are all things that lots of people are talking about. I'm just laying it out there for you. So okay. number one, the discs, like PS3 games, are gigantic. They're on Blu-rays. They're somewhere between 15 and 50 gigabytes. The ROMs, I mean, like if you were going to go download it.
Yeah.
And so, like, even if you have a terabyte hard drive, you could fit, I mean, you could fit a lot of games on a terabyte hard drive, but you have to put it on a flash drive, so you've got, like, 8 gigabytes, and it's going to take you forever to download it, even with broadband, because you're going to have to get a torrent, and you're going to probably get maybe 500K per second, if you're lucky. So, basically what it comes down to is people have to invest $150 to $200 on faith that it's going to work, and on faith that they're going to be able to get the games that they want when they want them at a reasonable speed. And it's just this huge hassle. Like, you don't even make back your investment in the chip and the Blu-ray discs that you have to buy to burn the games onto and the Blu-ray burner that you have to buy to burn the games. I mean, you might actually have that already, but most people don't. That's a lot of money to spend just so you can not have to spend, you know, $40 to $60 on a game.
Okay. So, is that all you got right now?
The end result is people are lazy and most of them are not going to do that.
All right. So, that last very bit of point is fair, that most people won't do this. That's probably true. I believe whether or not this actually really truly gets to a bigger market is one thing, because if Sony's doing anything right now, they're probably not working on a way to disable the USB mod. They're working on a way to sue the crap out of this guy.
I don't think it's illegal in Australia for doing what he's doing.
It doesn't change the fact that Sony over there is probably working very hard to find a way to see it.
Fair enough.
Because
On the other hand, this is what Sony gets for taking Linux off the PS3. Suck it!
No, that's not an appropriate way of looking at this. Come on, let's be gentlemen here. Let's be adults. You're what now, 24? You should be not going out drinking tons of sake bombs.
Like Monday?
And partying your ass off, exactly. You shouldn't be doing that.
Maybe the reason why we're recording this podcast on a Thursday instead of a Monday.
You shouldn't be pissing off Australians that much. It's really not healthy.
My Australian neighbor.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to get one just because you pissed off the neighbor. They're probably related.
You're right. There's not that many Aussies.
Yeah. It's like 5. Anyway, so
getting back on track here.
Because there's no way back. So most people aren't going to buy this. However, they're going to be the industrious people who have a lot of money to spend and who are going to rip and back up these games onto Blu-rays and sell them.
And it's you won't be able to play those unless you have the mod chip.
Yeah, but you're also saving people a step. So it's going to be an investment on some people's parts if they don't have the Blu-ray player.
Okay, it's one thing to sell a mod chip, which is not illegal. It's always illegal to sell bootleg copies of games specifically for people with mod chips.
Well, that's what the original Amazon era was for me. I bought a few games for my Dreamcast. They turned out to be not so legit.
Man, I must have gotten lucky because I bought a lot of games on Amazon that were fine.
Again, this was back in, like, what, 99, 2000?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about, like, 2008.
Yeah, and this is the capital wasteland time of Amazon. There was just no law.
Amazon was a capital wasteland?
Yeah.
Says who?
The internet.
Don't be ridiculous.
Are you going to question the internet? The internet's always right.
Yeah, fair enough.
If one of our presidents was a dog.
Oh, here's an interesting bit of news for you.
Sub news.
Someone just wrote an open source implementation of Flash in Java, and this is interesting because it's open source and it's Java, which means that it could potentially, maybe if you had a mod chip, run on the PS3.
More good news.
More importantly, this is something that Sony could actually build into their system, because it will, like, they can literally just put the JVM on the PS3 and there's no problems there. Except for the part where Oracle is suing this shit out of Google for using JVM, but that won't happen to Sony because they're smart enough to license it. And then you could have a browser on PS3 that's actually, like, worth using.
It wouldn't be nice. That would be so nice. I used that for a very long time when I was just too lazy to use my Mac, and it worked out sort of okay. I don't even know how it runs even anymore. I know that I was able to run a lot of good websites until these websites decided, consoles are browsing stuff, we should go out of our way to make it harder for them to do that.
So that people won't use it!
Like Hulu and all that good stuff. Running Hulu off of there instead of getting some special cables to hook it up
from your computer.
Computer, yeah. Jerks.
Well, here's the best part. It's actually, like, what's the number they're using here? It is... Where'd it go? 30 times faster than Adobe's Flash Player.
Well, suck it, Adobe.
And this is just like, it's translating Flash files into Java runtime, Java bytecode. So anyway, that could be interesting. You might be able to actually watch Hulu in the PlayStation 3 browser natively.
Instead of, well, I know what they're doing is they're blocking. They know what the PS3, like, their signature is, so they're just going and blocking that, but...
Well, Sony could just change their...
That would really... If they did that, that would really piss off Hulu, because they're currently doing the Hulu Plus, which any device that's not a computer, so everything has to pay $10 a month, I believe, to have access, special access, which gives you the whole season... And you still get commercials, but you have access to it, like, pretty much every show for, like, one season. Like, whatever the current season is.
Well,
sorry. And we're pretty down to that. So, all right. But going back to your whole argument of blah, blah.
Okay, so I've got another one. Another argument. Developers, game developers themselves, have their own incentive to basically put in anti-copying protection into the games. And if Sony was smart, they would build this into the dev kit so developers could do it. And this is one of the concerns that people have, which is basically that we're going to get... it just went out of my mind. What was the game studio that made Fallout?
Fallout was Bethesda.
Yeah, you're going to get all their freaking stuff like that where, like, it's handed down from management. Oh, you're putting DRM into this game, and it's just going to be a big pain in the butt and make everything slower. And, yeah. So,
are you advocating DRM?
No, I freaking despise DRM. And not even because I have a problem with the idea of DRM. I just think if you have to force people to pay you, you probably don't have your business model thought out completely.
You can say that what Steam has or what... You can't... People are going to steal it no matter what.
I'm saying. So if your business model is going to fall
but
over...
you're making it easier. See, these aren't ways of... You shouldn't ever look at DRM as a means of preventing theft. Like, the same way that a store doesn't use, like...
Because it doesn't work.
Locking thing. Yeah, it doesn't work, but it deters people from doing that. And what they need to be doing is using DRM as a deterrent, and it's working pretty decently. It's not working that well, because there's always the Pirate Bay or whatever people are using nowadays. I don't know, kids use.
Well, here's the thing.
Jerks.
DRM... Like, DRM is not quite the right answer. You need to make it hard for people to pirate it, but as soon as that gets in the way of the user experience for people who are not trying to pirate it, you have made a massive... Am I allowed to curse? A screw-up.
Fuck yeah.
You have made a massive fuck-up. If you are making your game hard for people to to consume when they already paid for it. So, like, when I had to freaking, like, go and download a thing, a patch for Fallout 3, so I could play my actual copy of Fallout 3, that's ridiculous. I had to do a Google search, find out that it doesn't work on some computers because of the freaking DRM, download a patch to disable the DRM, and then I could finally play the game that was paid for.
You were running on Linux, though.
Yeah, but I had the same thing in Windows. Like, once it failed in Linux, I booted up a Windows partition and got the same exact thing because my hardware, my actual CD-ROM drive, like, was some weird piece of hardware that, like, the driver, I don't know, something about how the CD-ROM drive was set up, it looked like a virtual CD-ROM drive to Windows or something. I don't know. It doesn't even matter. The fact that I had to have that experience is just proof that that kind of DRM is the wrong answer.
Maybe you just suck at computers.
Dude, I don't suck. I figured it out. But the problem is that okay, I'm not going to argue this. It's ridiculous if you pay for something and it's still hard to use. It's easier for the crack. The crack had the patch included.
So, this quote-unquote mod chip is going to end up doing is it's going to continue to force Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft to continue this piracy battle in a new way, and it's going to turn into a DRM battle. It's exactly what's going to happen.
You know what the best way to do? Actually, I kind of like this mod chip because this is going to push them more into digital delivery of the games, and you can't use the mod chip for digital delivery because it's coming from their servers. Like, they control that, and they don't need all the DRM. I mean, they sort of have DRM, but it's linked to your account, and I'm okay with that. As long as you can re-download your stuff that you already paid for.
Yeah, we're not doing iTunes crap.
No, not that crap. App Store, man. I want it App Store style.
It may lead to that. I'm just really upset, and I think a lot of people are too, that it's really compromising the integrity of the PS3 and its PlayStation Network. It's really sort of, and as Sam Bishop said when I talked to him about it, it really, the worst part about it was that it just seemed to happen so suddenly. There was no...
Well, the worst part about it is that it screws the developers, and it's not even bad for Sony. Like, obviously, it's bad for Sony because it's bad for their developers.
It's bad for their software. It's good for their hardware because they probably will sell more in the case that I'm sure that piracy on the PSP, which was broken almost instantly, was, you know, a good way of pushing their hardware. But the hardware is set in place to help sell the software. So, it as a business model, you're just really pushing out one part and you're not getting the whole deal. It's all about it's about the media.
True. But, okay, I don't really want to speculate about Sony's long-term plan, but so it sucks because it sucks for developers. And developers are already in the worst position out of everybody in this game. And that's a shame. But here's what could happen, and if this happens, I would be okay with it, even though I still think it blows. If it goes like this, where developers, they find out that it becomes where it's more profitable for them to sell their game through digital distribution, like full-length games, $30 games through digital distribution, instead of as, you know, retail in a box at Best Buy games, like, I would be okay with that. If all of a sudden selling games through the PlayStation Network is more profitable than actually wasting resources and plastic and marketing and all that crap for, like, you know, putting physical discs at stores, that's fine with me. And that would be really good for the game developers because they're already headed that way because you can't resell your digital copy of the game to somebody else. So then you take GameStop and Play and Trade and all those guys out of the equation.
And Best Buy.
Best Buy buys used games now?
Best Buy has a program that is recently started, or it's rolling out more and more.
Interesting. They're kind of late to the game.
it may work.
It'll work for a while until all the games go to digital delivery.
The problem with digital delivery is that we haven't seen the numbers, and everyone's sort of scared shitless to release those numbers, except for apparently Valve and Steamworks. But who really knows how many copies of something such as Burnout Paradise did on the PS3, because that was available digitally. And I remember one of the points that you made from before was that, you know, the Blu-ray disc, it has all this, you have all this room on it, but there are games that you can download, like downloadable versions of some games that are actually really small. So it's not like every single studio is using up all that space.
No, hardly any of them are using all of it. I mean,
which is why, and I believe they showed in one of the videos, but it's not clear to me anyway, because I didn't really look at that closely, that you are able to back up these games onto your hard drive as it exists. So you could back up a game like Burnout Paradise or probably Trinity Universe.
And the downside is?
The downside is that people are going to go and rent these games or just buy them and sell them back and continue the... They're not...
Well, truly... How many can you back up at once?
I don't say they're about... Well, one game I downloaded was Record of Agarus Wars.
No, isn't it you can only back up one game at a time?
In your PS3?
Yeah.
Well, you can put one disc in at a time, so yeah.
No, but I mean, how many can you actually have stored locally that you could play?
Oh, I don't know if there's any limit to it.
Oh. I thought you could only have one stored on your disc at a time.
Yeah, there's also there's a point that people are trying to bring up about this, is that they did use games that, excuse the click, and this click, that they were using some games that were already available digitally on there. So a game like Infamous was shown. Infamous is available on for digital download, so possible it's faked. But again, I doubt it, because it had to happen sooner or later, and there's a lot, sort of a big mess right now, but...
Well, I guess we'll find out if it's fake when we find out if Sony sues him. If Sony sues him, it wasn't fake.
Yeah. But...
Right, because if it's fake, Sony wouldn't bother. They would just say it's fake, and nobody would buy it.
Yeah. There's also going to be a lot of... The other thing that sort of helps Sony and the developers of games is that if you're going to download this stuff through BitTorrent, you're going to get throttled to hell by Verizon, AT&T, or whoever you're
going to... Oh, tell me about ISP. It. Verizon throttles the shit out of my freaking Netflix.
Yeah, are the... You know, what do you have? Time Warner or... You're in Cablevision for us. Sorry, Schmucks on Long Island. Do you
Dude, really... Cablevision is fast.
Cablevision is fast, but they throttle everything.
I didn't notice that, but hey, whatever.
If you want to download like a 3 megabyte song, they will throttle it. They will milk everything. They really do. But that does work in some people's favor, but I don't think that's going to be the main route of... It might be. It's hard to say. I don't know what the... Because I've become an adult and stopped buying games. Or, I'm sorry, stopped downloading games legally. So...
I have only increased my game downloading. And these, gasp, Microsoft points you gave me for my birthday are going to go to games.
Oh, no!
More Xbox games!
That's fine. You could have bought more songs for Rock Band, but if you want to do that, it's cool.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get games, though, because there's some pretty damn good games that you can get on there for 1,600 points.
There was one, was it, it's a new game, it sort of looks like, it sort of has the same title like a Monday Night Football, but it's... Close to that.
Maybe I'll get another Battlefield game.
There's only the one.
Isn't... Okay, I have 1943, right?
You have 19... Yes, you have 1943.
Isn't there another one that you can get for digital download?
No. You could have bought... No, you're going to have to wait. So
wait, there, no. Can't you get Bad Company 2 on the Xbox Marketplace or whatever?
You can probably get the original Bad Company.
No, I mean Bad Company 2. Hang on.
Yeah.
Let me...
cannot. There's no way they'll do that yet. I'm pretty sure, if anything, it's Bad Company. Not Bad Company 2. But you don't even want that game. That game is not that good. And the user group is gone for it. I can't imagine what it's on, like, on PS3 right now.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was tricked by Xbox's lazy marketing website. It's like, download to Xbox 360. And I'm like, wait, free? Wait, demo, damn it!
Yeah, you play that demo.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good demo.
Speaking of Battlefield, there is a new Battlefield game that's coming.
Yeah?
And I'm sort of surprised. DICE, I feel as if they've been kind of pumping out games on their Frostbite engine consistently every single year. And they're a very small studio. So, right after Battlefield, or Bad Company 2, it's sort of the ending alludes to a third one. But we're not going to get that one yet. The next game is coming out in November? Probably November 3rd. I want to say November 3rd for some reason. Is Medal of Honor.
Mm.
And that's sort of a reboot. And it plays sort of the same. It's supposed to be more of a serious, more realistic kind of game. And then right after that, they said, oh yeah, by the way, Battlefield 3, a proper Battlefield game, is supposed to be coming out.
Nice.
For all the consoles. But the proper Battlefield games have been, you know, they were a PC game for a reason. And that it's supposed to be super hardcore and not for noobs like us who play Bad Company. That's why they had the Bad Company series, and that's why they had...
For noobs.
They had 1943, which was... Admittedly, you could tell right off the bat it's going to be kind of gimped because it's a $15 download.
Dude, but it's good multiplayer.
It is actually probably my favorite Battlefield game. I've gone back and I've played Battlefield 2, and I like 1943 better than Battlefield 2 and Bad Company and Bad Company 2, and I love Bad Company 2, but 43 is the one that's still, to this day, I'll go back and play because it's just fun.
Yeah.
The mechanics, you don't need to have like a medic sort of class or anything like that. It works as engineer, soldier, and sniper. It works really well. And I don't know how they're going to pull off Battlefield 3 on consoles. I'm very skeptical how it's going to... It's either going to be... They're going to compromise the PC version, which is going to piss a lot of people off. Mm. By a lot of people, I mean a very readily shrinking market that is becoming increasingly irrelevant to the rest of the world. That felt good. Or...
Dude, Portal.
Yeah, Portal.
Mass Effect.
The original Mass Effect did not do well at all. On PC. It was really bad.
No, I'm looking at games that I could get it for full versions as digital download for Xbox.
Yeah.
Mass Effect, Call of Duty 4, Oblivion, Fallout 3, Halo 3, Dead Space, Castlevania HD.
Oh, that's not a full game per se.
No, Castlevania HD?
Castlevania HD is a new... game that's currently only on Xbox 360.
Yeah, and it's digital download.
Yeah, but
it's 1200 point.
There's tons of digital download games.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. There's,
but we're talking about retail based games.
I'm talking about awesome games that I can get with 1600 Xbox points.
How many ploids? I'm sorry, how many ploids?
1600.
1600 ploids. That's pretty good.
I'm like, what are these things called?
There's... Can't we just use cash?
That's what I said. Why can't we just have dollars?
Because with your Microsoft points, it's like, oh, it's 1600 plus a little bit more because there's tax.
They have tax on Xbox points?
Yeah.
But don't you pay tax when you buy the thing in the first place?
Yeah,
Wait,
maybe. Did I? I don't think I did. I feel like I didn't. It's possible.
I feel like they should charge you the tax when you buy the points, and no tax when you buy the game with the points.
I don't remember the combination, because I don't use them enough. I just remember being charged the tax online, which is, you know, it's common. The common nuisance.
Wait, can we go back to the mod chip for a minute?
If you want to.
I do. So,
if you want to irritate people more, go ahead. You traitor.
I'm not for the mod chip. I'm for what it could possibly lead to. But anyway.
It's only going to lead to anarchy, so.
Eh.
What's a little bloodshed?
Anarchy doesn't necessarily mean bloodshed. But anyway, so how do people, like, what is the solution to letting people make homebrew games then?
Fuck home. Seriously, what is this insistence that we need to have these homebrew games? I really don't give a crap about them. They're never that special. If you're that serious about game development, start on PC, because you already have that platform exists. You have that platform.
Yeah, but it's not the same as a console game.
It's open and there, and why not? Because you're probably gonna get more love, and it's easier to distribute something like that when you're on PC.
I would be interested to see the number of indie developers that started out as homebrew developers.
Who knows, man?
Because how much does it cost to get a dev kit and stuff? I'm sure it's not cheap.
Dev kits are very expensive, unless you know someone.
So, I mean, these indie developers, like, it's not like making an iPhone game where it's $100 one time, like, whatever. It's, like, expensive. These guys, like, those indie developers had to put up a whole bunch of money just so they could make a cheesy little game called I Made a Game with Zombies in It.
Yeah. Well, that game really doesn't... I don't think that game applies, because it was used... They used the Xbox, their indie network. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, but they still have to develop the game and test it and stuff. I mean, they still need a dev console to do it.
That's, you know, that's Xbox's current way of letting people distribute little throwaway games or back massagers on there. There's a lot of back massagers. Don't add it, or sex massage.
The same app with a different name.
Yeah, if you're serious about developing, you're gonna start at somewhere that's, you know, an initial level, and Sony doesn't have that right now because they're still learning how to do the whole digital market, the whole digital community thing. Because again, this is their first generation in it. Microsoft's had it for a while, and they've.
You're talking about. So is this? You're telling me what Sony's deal is right now?
So yeah, that's from how I see it. Sony's deal is they're still getting to know the ropes, and they also have to fight with the Japanese mentality of what online gaming is. And if you've seen their games, if you've seen the games that they had for online, you're sort of wondering what the hell is going on in Japan. Other than when you see their anime, you're like, what's going on?
I like that inspirational you posted on Otaku Pride. Is like, anime is seeing stuff that doesn't make sense and learning to accept it.
That's pretty much what it is. People have come to learn to accept and, for some reason, love the controls of Monster Hunter on the PSP, which involves something called, like, hook finger or whatever, where you have to... You shouldn't have to deform your hand in any way to play a game. They need to make the controls better or just stop. That's the sort of thing that they need to be doing.
But that's
the mentality. It's like,
you heard it here first.
It's hardcore. No, it's dumb. It's really dumb.
You missed what I said.
Yeah, I ignore it because you're just trying to be spiteful. You really have... Your allegiance is not with Xbox.
It's my allegiance isn't actually with Microsoft. I'm just playing devil's advocate because I have an Xbox.
I have an Xbox. I spent too much money on a piece of crap. It's going to break any second.
Too much money I spent on...
That's what I should have given you for your birthday. I should have broken your Xbox while you were asleep. It wouldn't have been that hard. I just had
to, like, it's already kind of broken. Sometimes you put the disc in and it just won't read it. And you have to turn it off and turn it back on again.
That's the science of new technology just being pushed out to the masses.
Yep.
Xbox. What up, dog?
We're going to have to call it a wrap for the night because I'm going to die. I kind of have a cold and you can hear me hacking up a lung, so.
You've been. Did that occur Monday night or was that?
No, it was pre-existing
condition.
I had four shows in one weekend with Fortune and Spirits, and that's my band for listeners. And so I had four shows in one weekend, which added up to something like 8 or 10 hours of playing and singing, and I got a sore throat. And the rest is history. 2 weeks later, I'm still hacking up my lungs.
It's a shame. You will probably die alone.
No, it's getting better. I've been chomping on those.
You will die alone.
Well, we all die alone, right?
Aww.
All right, guys, listen, it's been good. This is a wrap for this week, I think.
Wait, no. I want to promote something that we have a copy of Top Gun. That's right, Top Gun is a video game. It is a flying game where you fly planes. And Aram is currently working on... I feel like I'm saying his name wrong, even though I've said it so many times before.
Wrong every time.
Oh, there's so many people with the same name, but different, like, pronunciation. Oh. Aram.
Well, I think we probably said it
anyway,
right once.
Yeah, so he is working on the review for that game. It should be out, I'm going to say, probably Wednesday of next week, if I had to guess, considering how the last one
nice. Came out.
Maybe sooner, maybe not. I'll give you a little, I've played the game, I've beaten it, I've played a little bit online. It's a game. That's what I got for you. It's a game. You play the game. There, Highway to the Danger Zone. I have not heard that song once, and it disappoints me. They have the Top Gun license, and they have the one... You know that theme? They have that. That you will hear it a bunch. You will not hear any voice acting that is familiar and that may or may not break the hearts of many. But I don't. Everyone's expecting from this game. I'm not a flying game kind of person, so I really don't know what I'm doing. I'm just locking on, firing missiles everywhere, shooting guns. Crashing in, pulling a goose, you know.
Hey, you want to play chicken? In the game.
Can we play chicken bomb?
What does that mean?
Chicken invaders?
Dude, you know what's going to happen on this podcast, right?
We're going to play chicken invaders?
No. I'm going to be the Xbox guy, and you're going to be the guy that people actually like.
I got no problems with that. I love people like me.
And I'm not even, like, an Xbox guy. I'm just, like, I have an Xbox guy. And I just play devil's advocate because you're a PlayStation guy.
You realize that the only reason I'm doing this podcast is to turn you over to the dark side of the consoles.
You mean the not the dark side?
It was the dark side, and then Xbox had to go black with the Elite, and then...
Oh, I get it. I thought you meant the evil side, and that would definitely be Xbox.
It was a black console first for everyone else. They're all posers.
I still like the white console better. I think the black Xboxes are ugly as hell.
But, you know. I think the Slim, the PS3 Slim, looks great because it's not gloss. And
I hate gloss finish.
And I think the new Xbox Stout Arcade is great because it's not gloss.
Wait, you know why it's not gloss, right?
Because it's a factor.
No, because only a matte finish could have cloaking, what is it called? Verb fail. All right, I was trying to make a joke, you know, about an IGN podcast, the invisible PS3 Slims that you couldn't see, cloaking, something like that. Anyway, it all failed. It all failed. Cut it all out.
It was in the room the whole time? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yep, with cloaking matte paint that's not glossy. That's what I'm getting at.
It was also super thin, not stout, so it's not just like a giant turd on the table, and then you moved it a little bit and you found out it was an Xbox 360.
Don't be talking trash about stout. Stout is a delicious beverage.
Not as great as sake. All right.
And we're out.